Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President Biden is pledging federal support after a major storm spawned a tornado Friday night that tore across two states and left at least 25 people dead in Mississippi and one dead in Alabama. NPR's Juliana Kim reports.
The Mississippi Emergency Management Agency expects the number of dead and injured to rise as officials continue to survey the wreckage. Around 8 p.m. local time on Friday, a powerful tornado touched down in western Mississippi and tore through 170 miles. Meteorologists with the National Weather Service say it lasted over an hour. The severe weather also created golf ball-sized hail. The damage was widespread. Buildings have been wrecked and thousands of homes in Mississippi are without power. Officials say numerous search and rescue teams have been deployed to find survivors possibly trapped in the rubble. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country cannot yet launch a counteroffensive due to a lack of weapons. He also said Russia's armed forces use three times more ammunition than Ukraine every day. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has more.
Zelensky said Ukraine cannot and will not send soldiers on the offensive without enough of the right guns. At the same time, Ukraine's top commander, Valery Zaluzhny, said Ukrainian troops' tremendous efforts are holding back Russia. The situation on Ukraine's front lines is toughest around Bakhmut, he said, but we are managing to stabilize the situation. Britain's defense ministry said Russia's assault on the Donbass town of Bakhmut had largely stalled and cited extreme attrition of the Russian force as a cause. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Druzhkivka, Ukraine.
Vice President Kamala Harris begins a three-nation tour of Africa this weekend. She'll be presenting the U.S. as a better partner than China. Michael Koloki has more.
The vice president is due to arrive in the West African nation of Ghana on Sunday. During her four-day visit to the country, Harris is expected to meet with Ghanaian President Nana Akufo-Addo. She is also scheduled to meet with young Ghanaians working in the creative arts, as well as women entrepreneurs. The vice president is expected to announce a series of public and private sector investments aimed at empowering women and reducing the digital gender divide in Africa. Following her visit to Ghana, the vice president is scheduled to proceed to Tanzania and later to Zambia. For NPR News, I am Michael Kaloki in Nairobi.
Former President Donald Trump held the first official rally of his 2024 presidential campaign Saturday on the airport grounds in Waco, Texas. He opened the rally with a video of a song that features a choir of men who've been imprisoned for their role in the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. During his speech, he raised the prospect of possible violence should he face criminal charges from a number of investigations involving him. You're listening to NPR News. Honduras has officially severed ties with the island of Taiwan and is recognizing China instead. It's a diplomatic blow for Taiwan as Beijing works to flip the few remaining countries who still recognize Taiwan. NPR's Emily Fang explains.
The Latin American country says it is saddled with $20 billion U.S. dollars in debt and needs economic help. Taiwan's foreign minister said Honduras had demanded a, quote, high price for maintaining relations, one that Taiwan could not meet. So last week, Honduras's President Xiomara Castro said she had switched allegiances to Beijing. 82 years of friendship and cooperation bring real benefit to the people were dismissed by the Castro government, Taiwan's foreign ministry tweeted this weekend. It also recalled its ambassador from Honduras and took down the Honduran flag in Taipei. Taiwan is now down to just 12 countries, plus the Vatican, which recognize it and not Beijing as the rightful government of its territory. Emily Fang, NPR News, Taipei.
Jonathan Majors was arrested Saturday on charges of strangulation, assault, and harassment. The charges against the actor follow a domestic dispute in New York City. Police say the 30-year-old woman was hospitalized with minor injuries to her head and neck. Majors is the star of the recent movie release, Creed III, and is considered to be one of Hollywood's fastest rising stars. The challenger in the race for the presidency of the United Auto Workers claimed victory on Saturday following a close election battle. In a statement, Sean Fain said a federally appointed court monitor has declared him the winner over incumbent Ray Curry. It was the 372,000-member union's first direct election of its 14-member executive board following a bribery and embezzlement scandal. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.